The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by the Cleveland Clinic and Printmasters.
Today, good, terrific Thursday afternoon here in the capital city of Nassau, New Providence. Well, technically, we're really outside the city of Nassau, but we live on an island 21 by 7. The whole thing is Nassau for us. Good afternoon, and listen, pull up a chair. Welcome to Guardian Radio Today. I knew you are surprised. I know. Who beautiful voice you're hearing on a Thursday. It doesn't have that testosterone in it that you're used to. Is that the same voice you just heard yesterday? Well, you are absolutely right. It is Gabby back in studio on a Thursday today for Garth Maynard Roseborough. He is not feeling well today, so we definitely send our regards and a special good afternoon to him. But guess what? You got me in studio, and I can tell you no lie. God put a little fast food on me today, but you know, I'm always up and ready for the task. So it is going to be a usual. So I want to tell you to call a friend, text a friend, and let them know, guess who's back in the house? We got Gabby for another day this week. And what an extraordinary show we had yesterday. We had some members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force in studio with us. And I mean, we couldn't even filter all of your calls and your text messages. The show was so good yesterday that I am going to plead with our wonderful commissioner that we have to do that show at least bi-monthly, maybe twice a month, or at least once a month. Twice may be excessive for them because, you know, they have things to do. We have to do this again, and I don't know. I feel like we should have a show called Ask the Police. I feel like we have a series. I feel it in the making. Y'all know I love these. I love me some series. So I am going to work on that for you all, where we get different departments in. Hopefully we can get someone in from road traffic. We can get someone in from all divisions that can answer your questions that you have, maybe from CID. For those of you that the information we can get, of course, hopefully we can also get the press liaison in here, because that show yesterday was so wonderful. And I want to send, of course, we have to get our protocol out of the way, a special good afternoon to all of the wonderful Guardian Radio Today listeners, especially because y'all know, special, special, special shout out to all the G Unit and the G Squad fan club members. All of them. Listen, I done getting texts and say, I ain't tell them I was coming on today, y'all. I ain't even know I was coming on today. You don't know until you know. But because you all are loyal Caribbean radio listeners, you was already listening, so you didn't need to know. So isn't this a pleasant surprise? So hello to my fan club. Hello, mommy. Yes, mommy, I'm on today. You just stay locked and loaded, and you do what you do. Call a friend, text a friend, and let them know your daughter is on today, and we have a good, spicy show. I promised someone yesterday that I would send them a special shout-out because they say, listen, girl, when you come on, my co-worker to be all about in that office, trying to make sure everyone else quiet and trying to make sure she could hear you. So I have to send a special shady hello to you. Good afternoon to you. Hello to everyone else in the audience, but a special good afternoon to you. You step to the head of the class because you already know what's in order. Those of you that don't know, you can take us wherever you go on the Guardian Talk Radio app. And on GuardianTalkRadio.com. Of course, we're on your televisions on cable channel 969 and on BTC's Flow channel 612. So we're not just on your radios, we're not just in your car, we're everywhere you go. Now, y'all also reminded me yesterday that I did not give out what I promised, and I am a woman of my word. So I'm giving you double for your trouble today. Double for your trouble. So instead of one entry, I'm going to give you two. And I'm going to give out the numbers for the phone line. I'm going to ask my question. And so you let me know when you call if you have the answer to my question for your double entry to the Guardian Great Summer Escape. Because Guardian Radio and the Guardian Media Group want to send you away for the summer with the Great Summer Escape giveaway. You could win, including hotel, car, $1,000 cash. I know some of us could use a loose thousand right now. All you literally need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune in to Guardian Radio. And follow the Nassau Guardian on all social media platforms for your chances to win. That sounds easy enough, eh? The Guardian Media Group Great Summer Escape Giveaway. And you are reminded that the deadline to enter is August 12th. And the drawing will be on August 14th. I am so excited for someone. Listen. You get a trip for two, not just you, but someone else get to tag along and a loose $1,000 car and hotel. That sounds like a great getaway to me. So the numbers today to call are going to be 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and anywhere from our beautiful family of islands. I feel like a family islander should win this. They haven't been off long, man. I feel like they should win a little bit of time in a heady electricity and car and a loose $1,000. I really want someone from my family island call and answer this question so they could get in the box. Because I feel like I want y'all to win this. Y'all current always off and I feel bad for y'all. So I need y'all to call and give me the answer to my question. And of course, Texas, the number is going to be 422-4796. Texas, you got to call. I want you to call and give the answer because I don't want them to say I selectively choose from the text line. So unfortunately, texters, you're not eligible. You have to call if you want to enter to win this double entry. So the question is going to be, I give up the question now, Chris. So at any point, whoever gives me the answer to my question, they could just let me know. They win the entry. So we don't forget like yesterday, because yesterday got hot. So the question is going to be, we had two guests in studio yesterday.
give me the name and rank of the two police officers that we had in studio. So whether they were corporal, whatever they were, you have to give me their rank. Full name, that's first and last. I don't need the middle, but first and last names. And you get the double entry. So I need both persons' names. If you only give me one, dancer wrong. If you only give me one, I need both names for that double entry. Cool? I think I can ask the question and throughout the show until you get it. Because y'all tell me y'all has been listening to me. So all yesterday, I told y'all who we had in studio, what their ranks were, and they answered all sorts of y'all questions. Lord, some of y'all had it deep. And I know some of you didn't get to get through. So I tell y'all, the police are my friends. You invite the police back because there is so much going on. And this commissioner wants to be as transparent as possible and make sure that the police and the public are working together. So she is dedicated to that mission. So she is definitely going to lend me some more of them to come and talk to you. We talked about cyber crimes yesterday. We also talked about the police tribunal and how do you report matters. I want to remind you, when you go to the police, the important part yesterday that I have to stress, and I don't want to call their names. I'm not going to call their names because that's the question. The important part that I have to stress is, always say that you want police action. So a lot of times we go to the police and we tell them we want to make a complaint or a report, but we never request police action. There's a difference. Sometimes y'all go there and just say, oh, I just want them to be warned. Then y'all mad and saying y'all ain't never get no justice. A report comes with a number. A case number is attached to that you can follow up. We want to remember that our guest told us that yesterday. A case number is always attached to it, and you are requesting police action. That's your number one thing to do. Some processes, especially when it comes to cyber crimes, can take a little bit longer than others to resolve, but I'm going through something, you're the victim of something. Stick it out. Stick it through. Allow the process to work for you and justice will be served. You see that? I love that fast. Now, y'all know, I see my texts texting me the answers, but I already tell y'all got a call because I need the people to hear y'all's voices and y'all is the one who give me the answer because they can say, Gabby gone and pick who she wanted to pick. I'm reading a text message. I am so sorry. This text says, Gabby, when I heard that music, I was no way I can be so blessed to hear you back to back. Wow, two whole days. Love you, Gabby, your number one fan who you don't know. God, get well soon. But my number one fan, you got to tell me what your name is so I can send you a shout out because I have so much number one fans, but thank you so much. I always appreciate the love and support. This texter says, well, mother sick, Gabby. I was just about to turn my TV to see what your boy Trump was up to. Then I heard your theme song. It's great to hear you again today. Why all you? Chris, they are swelling up my head. You sure they wire for me today? I think they just, they blowing smoke, man, Chris. Full of it. They know I like this little fluff sometimes. They know I like it. I think they blow and smoke. This person says, good afternoon, Gabby. I wish I was able to that you could have your own show rather than filling in for others. I am of the view that you not only have a voice for radio, but you have a way of bringing balance and objectivity to the conversation. Is it my birthday? Chris, is it my birthday? I mean, I'm getting showered with such wonderful texts. No haters today? I mean, no one? So Chris is reminding me, but the boy from Facebook, who the 70 messages that I never respond to. I shouldn't even acknowledge him. I shouldn't acknowledge, because he really think he run my life on Facebook. Hi my fan on Facebook. I appreciate you, but you don't run my life. Every week he just tell me what I must and must not talk about. I just see your messages. I just see them. The text line is 422-4796. Stop DMing me to tell me about the show. Text me, okay? Text me on 422-4796. So, y'all, let's get into it. A lot of news happening. A lot of things going on. I've given out 2 entries for the giveaway, the summer trip. All you have to do is remember who the 2 guests were. Chris, you feel like that's a hard question? Because I don't feel like that was a hard question. Chris said that's an easy question. So my guy said that's an easy question. And that's what we asking. So who were the 2 police guests? They were senior police. They are in charge. See, I've given them all kind of hints. They are in charge, currently in charge of the tribunal. What is their rank and their names? The 2 guests that were in studio yesterday. Y'all, I just picked up my copy of today's Guardian because I couldn't wait till I got to studio because I didn't get a chance to get the Guardian. And the front page of the Guardian says, "We stand by our predictions." You know one thing I like but BLB? You know one thing I like but them? They'll be wrong and strong. Like, you could pull the footage. You could pull the footage. You could pull the recaps. You could pull everything. And they'll be like, "And your point? I said what I said. Can you need to build a bridge and get over it. Because your maths ain't adding up." The government is still forecasting a $223 million surplus. PM brushes off Fitch's prediction. Producer, I need you to get Ronnie Butler queued up for when we go to commercial break, because I really want to know if age ain't nothing but a number. If, like, you really just as old as you feel, or, like, as you progress into that age, it's like, I set my ways, and whatever I say, even if I, like, wrong, I can stay strong with it. Because we're now progressing into our oldest leader. It's getting older and older. Each prime minister has been older than the first. And I don't, like, you know, if you're up to the task, you're up to the task. But we've seen so much where, from clips of contradictions of statements, saying, "I didn't say what I said," and then the media drops what you said on tape, recorded, filmed, and you're saying that you never said it. Like, is it like Ronnie Butler happening here? Like, you just... I could do what I feel like doing because I didn't in my second term now. I didn't made it. I didn't did what y'all said I couldn't do. So whatever. Y'all think that's what's happening now? I feel like the VMs just be like all of them. They just be like, "This what we doing. This what I say. And the rest of y'all can move on." And no one else should ask any questions. Anybody who asks questions, you must be F&M. Let's start with that. You was an F&M or you was a COI. You just can't even be a bohemian for asking me this type of question after I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you I say what I say. So why are you still asking this question? You have an understanding problem? I feel like that's the vibes I used to be getting. Like, nobody is to question me. Who are you to question me? I already tell you this what it is. But this is the funny maths we doing here. So we'll see how this plays out. Fitch's prediction versus what the government predicts. And the numbers are far, far, far off. Also in today's Guardian, the ministry announces $50 increase for uniform assistance. The Minister of Social Services yesterday announced $50 increase in school uniform assistance to offer financial relief to parents and guardians ahead of the 6th 2027 academic year. to be offered per child. The increase will take effect on July 27th, applying to all tiers of the Uniform Assistance Program. It will see that preschoolers now receive $170, primary and junior schoolers receive $200, and high schoolers receive $230 allowance. Y'all, my mother called me yesterday with such a sad story. And every time my mommy comes across anything sadness country, I want y'all to understand, she feel like I am the platform for that. I need to tell people what's happening about anything sad that she encounters. But the truth is, this is now the reality of many Bahamians. She saw a mother and child outside of the food store in near the Golden Gate area, near the plaza, shopping plaza. And she noticed that the lady would be there frequently, regularly, begging per se. She's begging, asking for money, and there would be a little child running around playing as the mother would go about asking persons for money. And so, of course, being curious, my mom walked up to her and asked her, "Well, why are you out here?" She said, "Sweetie, come here. Why are you out here? What's going on? What's happening with you? You know, I see this. You're with this baby, and you're here every day." And the lady explained the situation. She had gotten some assistance at some point. She's working. She's working for the government. And they haven't been paid yet. So apparently this lady was one of those hirees right before election time. And this is what a lot of us on these platforms were talking about. The mass hirings right before election. People were just told to show up on jobs. Don't worry, you could be straight. But if you vote for them next, people, they're going to fire you. And now we have a situation because it isn't just this lady. I've been hearing this story, talk about it. They have been at these various ministries since prior to the general election and have not been paid since. I saw a post circulating around from someone on social media claiming that some 100 persons were fired as well. Hired right before the general election and fired. The others that remained have yet to be paid. And I said to myself, as I stated numerous times, what did they think was going to happen? From what I know of the public service, you don't just walk in on a job one day and the Treasury sends you a paycheck. No public service applications, none of that stuff. And the Treasury is just supposed to now cut you a check. It's interesting enough that we don't follow patterns, trends in history. And this is also important why election reforms, but of course it's not going to happen, but why they are so important. Right, mass hirings right before elections that leave so many people, so many families. Because you was better off not giving me a job. But the fact that now I've spent countless hours, months coming to this job and I've yet to be paid, the lady is on the street begging. Begging, she's a janitress at one of the schools. She was assigned to one of the schools, going to work every day. And after work, She's outside of the supermarket begging so that she can make enough money to pay for a room at the Smith's Motel. Every day, social services told her that, or it may, the program may not have been through social services, but whatever shelter she was at the time told her that there's no room in the inn for you. You and your child, your young son, gotta go. Some days she's able to get somebody to hold a son for her while she is on the road begging. Well, supposedly has a job. And on the road begging to make enough for a night stay. She cannot leave that area until she has enough, just enough, to stay a night. This is what we come to in this country. Someone you've already said, I'm giving you a job, I'm giving you an opportunity, but I refuse now to pay you because I didn't give you this job the correct way, and now you are forced to be on the street with your child. This is the current status of this young woman and so many others. It is so heartbreaking. And then in the spoken, when we think about it, many persons are saying, but wasn't these the same persons dressed up in the shirts, eating the chicken, partying, saying, pee, I writing, I carrying hot, cussing anybody and everyone that dare. Election was only about how much? 2 months now ago? And we haven't even hit the 3 month mark properly. And the cries of persons, I'm not being paid, I haven't been paid, I was promised this, I was given that, right before election, it was taken away. A promise is a comfort to a fool. And when you sell your vote, and this goes for anyone, and you were given exactly what you sold your vote for, what else do you expect after you've already proven that you can be bought? So if you said, oh, I won this quarter, you didn't get the quarter now. You got the quarter. You said that is what was required. And so now, Vibes Cartel say, exchange ain't no robbery. You exchange your vote for 25 cents. So how now you all about blasting these people? You can't blast nobody. You need to be telling everybody how much of a donkey you were. Because you sold your soul for 25 cents. That's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened. Let me get some more of your text messages in. This text is a GIW fan from Eleuthera. I guess Dwight agreed with my text yesterday that you need more days. This next text said, but Gabby, that's not a likable characteristic, man, because that's what I hate about them. What can you do? This text says, Gabby, you are our female Daryl Miller. You smart and informative and real, real and ready to cut. Ready to cut a movie, baby. Only can have the best Bahamas with you. You is a pretty woman, though. Shout out July, babe. Y'all better stop it now. Take your time. Let me take some calls. Calling you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Morning, Gabby. How you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I call the legend of these are the names of the two police.
Let's see.
That was on yesterday.
What's the names?
Yeah, I know two of them. One is the chief superintendent. One is the superintendent.
Correct. Now, who's who?
Now,
chief superintendent.
One name is Mark Ali. I think the next name is Barrett.
Okay, so Mark Barrett.
And
chief superintendent Mark Barrett. And what's the next name?
Adley, but I can't remember the first name.
I got to look to my producer. My producer shaking his head. He say, nope. Unfortunately not.
I can try again, but I investigated.
Try again. You better go call a friend, text a friend, say who them people is, who responsible
I didn't call all the police.
For the tribunal. Listen, that's the people who they got to get tried before.
Yeah, and I didn't call all them. Some police don't even know that.
That's probably a good thing. If they don't know them, that's a good thing. That means they staying on the straight and narrow, and they ain't getting in no problem.
Right.
Yeah, you got one right, but I need all two.
Yeah.
So you just held someone. So Chief Superintendent Mark Barrett is correct. So now you got to get the next name.
I know I helped somebody because what are they listening?
They listening. So they may know the second name, and then they may call back and win.
Yeah, and take my thing away.
I call back when you have the answer.
All right, then.
You're welcome. Listen, y'all, man, y'all don't listen to names. See, this just how, Chris, you see our problem is that? We got the message, but nobody know who is the messenger. You ever play that communication game when you whisper the message in someone ears and somewhere down the line of communication, the message get all scrambled up? That's your demons. I call a people's name like 50 times yesterday. I tell y'all who he was talking to. Y'all call, ask the people all kind of questions. Y'all had all kind of stress. Anyway, y'all, we got to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to some more of your texts because I see you texts. And we'll continue to go through the headlines and the state we're in this country and where we're at. We'll be right back on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Oh, sounding good, sounding good. Let's go count. Let's go count. Come on, let's go.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
And impactful printing services, look no further. Just bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms.
Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Running round the yard, I used to hear the older men talking by the bar. They talk about the things they did when they were young and strong, and how things are better now than it was before. I didn't understand what they meant back then. I'm a little older now, I think I comprehend when they say, age ain't nothing but a number. You're just as old as you feel. Even though I move a little slower, everything I do is twice as sweet, just like wine.
I get better
all the time.
96.9 FM Guardian Radio today. Welcome back if you are just joining us. Yes, yes, yes. Guess who's back in the house? It's your favorite. I think it's safe. Chris, is it safe to call me the favorite? I feel like I'm the favorite now. Sorry, Garth, I'm the favorite. It's okay. I'm the favorite. I'm calling myself the favorite. It's your favorite girl, Gabby. And I'm back today, and we're just chopping it up, going through. I'm so disappointed in y'all that y'all don't know the name of these people. I really disappointed. I don't think the question could get easier than that. Somebody say they have the answer. Let's take a call. Call you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby. What's the answer?
All right.
Hi.
You got a winner.
When are you even giving an answer yet? And then tell me you win. What'd you win? Tell me the answer.
Yeah, man. Chief Superintendent Mark. Mark. Chief Superintendent Mark Byron. Superintendent Thornton McKinsey Lewis.
Yes, you're a winner. You won. Who am I speaking to?
You can call me winner.
I ain't calling you nothing because I need the name to put on the ballot because winner ain't gonna get called.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. What happened? You're one of them. Who's sneaking in the ballot?
Ah.
Okay, hold for my producer, but you got to give my producer the first and last name.
Okay.
I call you winner on the air. Congratulations. Okay. You earned yourself two entries into our giveaway. So I... Fingers crossed. Hope you win.
Okay. Will do.
hold for the producer. Let me get the next caller. Caller, good afternoon. You're live on Guardian Radio today. Caller going once. You lost that caller? Feel free to call back. Listen, I have a lot of text through, and then we could go through some of the headlines, because I look over to the Tribune today, too. And child, the good heart doctor and their Dr. Sands got some things to say. Boy, we may have to get to that after the news. And then my good Judy. My good Judy in the headlines today, Mistress Belinda Wilson is in the news today, claiming that the government has walked away from Ministry of Education negotiations. From the negotiation. Y'all, I thought y'all say this thing was close to signing, man. And I glad I see Mrs. Wilson on the front page of the newspaper today, because that reminds me. The person who texted yesterday that they had the desk for the teacher, could you re-text your name and number? I accidentally cleared the text messages and I didn't get that. Please re-text the name and number so that I could pass that information on for the educator that you had the stuff for. So if you're listening today and you texted me yesterday that you had some things for a teacher, could you please re-text your name and that educator is blessed in time for the reopening of school. Let me take this call. Call you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Good day, Gabby.
Hi.
Hi. I want to find out where you think all them MPs them disappear after the election, man. only only MPIC waking as being what do you name? The number man, Sabat. But those other MPs gone missing in action, man, you can't see the road them been clean no more. No more, nothing happening. Like they just gone missing.
You get you get swing going straight out to the commercial break. I think that's the one when I could queue up for you get swing, and they, you could get swing again because if you find a donkey, what you just do the donkeys?
Ride it.
All right. If I find a donkey, I may sit on it too. I may throw some things across the back. I mean, let's be honest.
Every one of them MPs, them just gone. You ain't gonna see them no time until another 3 years when it's coming close to the election now. They all they doing now is banking up that money now, and they would not come around to their constituency. And this is why we need to know what they be doing with this money, because back and when the election was going on, they was cleaning up the road, the side street, coming around.
You had the big garbage bins where you could remove all them big dumps. It's only been a couple of months. Give them a minute. It's only been a couple of months. Don't forget they're on summer break. They tired of walking. You know how much months they've been walking the street and feeding your chicken? They need to recover.
But all I can say to the Bahamian people, we get swing again. Because this government, they gone. They missing an action. Especially my MP for Marathon, you will never find her right now. No time.
What? Not the hardest working. Not. She's out here transforming communities. I will not let you spread this today.
There ain't no propaganda. You need to come in my neighborhood and see what's happening.
Not, Minister of Urban Renewal and Community Relations. I will not have you spreading blasphemy on this radio today.
Boy, miss, they gone. Trust me, you ain't going to find them no time soon. Nowhere now. All they're doing is banking up that constituency money now. You wouldn't find them spend a dime in them neighborhood right now.
Mm-mm. Say it is so well. If you find a donkey, call her, what you do?
Ride them to death.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a wonderful day. Listen, I don't know what time y'all is tuning into this show. Because Chris, they always forgetting the numbers to call. Y'all supposed to have these numbers programmed in y'all phone by now. It's a nice call it at the beginning of the show. So now I have to get a new routine. I could call it at the beginning, in the middle. The numbers to call are going to be 323-6232. If that one busy, 325-4316, 325-4259, and anywhere from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. And text us. Y'all know y'all have this number stored in y'all phone. Y'all got it on WhatsApp and all. 422-4796. I don't even know if I want to get into this story because we go into the news break. But Chris, I was in a school today. I was helping and doing some work with the great member of parliament. Doing some awesome work down there in Freetown. So I have to send him a shout out. You know, I have to send the great member of parliament, Mr. Lincoln Deal, a shout out today. I've seen him having meetings. He's had town halls. He's had so much things today. And he's having his kidtrepreneur where he took some students. Of course, he also has his STEM summer camp coming up next week. I'm not certain if registration has closed for that yet, but I'm certain someone from his team will send me a text to let me know. But he has a group of young children that he took and is helping them with their businesses, helping them brand. These children are so smart. I was so blessed to stop by up close and personal what was going on, had some conversations with them. They were shooting commercials and all. I say, what? Of the community. And I am so proud of him coming in as a first-time MP, hitting the ground running and continuing to do the work. And as I've mentioned, I am dedicated to make sure that he does not fail and that we support him in whatever way that we can. So I'm going to see if I can get the date. I think tomorrow those little business persons are going to be having a little pop-up something on Super Value Market Street. So I have to put in a little plug for the little community kids. They're having a pop-up something. It's going to be, I can get the time. It's going to be Top of the Hill Super Value Market Street. It's going to be, I think, from 2 to 6. And they're doing a lot of work there. And so support the community, support the young people. They're staying out of trouble. They're keeping busy, and they're doing what needs to be done. So when we come back, we'll continue to dive deep into the headlines and dissect everything that's going on around the nation. So we'll go to the news, and we'll be right back after this break.
73, but before he married, you still single in 2003. Cause he said, why buy the cow when you can get the milk free? Girl, you get swing,
you get swing,
you get swing,
you get swing.
You got no ring,
you get swing,
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 you get swing.
You got no ring,
you get swing,
you done get swing,
you get swing.
Swing!
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
You done spend all your money, take her out on a date. She said, give her a call, round a quarter to eight. When you dial her number, ring-a-ling-a-ling. She knows it's you, but she just let it ring. Boy, you get swing, you get swing. You got no thing, cause you get swing. You get swing, you get swing.
96.9 FM Guardian Radio today. Did y'all get swing? Did the unions get swing? Everybody getting swing. I feel like we in the swing or swing era, though, Chris. What do you think? It's like, these people either scamming or getting scammed. Like, let's be... I don't know what's going on. What is going on? The place 21/7. And it is over 700 islands and keys, but most of y'all are... Where all these scammers come from? Everybody scamming. My goodness. When our boy sing that song, you get swing, you think he didn't know, but scamming? You think he didn't know? Because that's the behavior version of scamming. I need to call Anton Swing the Dirt and find out what going on really in him. And speaking of swing, they can't get this agreement signed, it seems like. And I was at one of the primary schools today. And I was looking at those classrooms. And it seems like every year God sent, from I could remember, school repairs took place. And I have a flip side of this. This ain't have nothing to do with the government. I want to know why these contractors swinging us, because these classrooms don't look renovated. I don't know what y'all is being there, breaking up the place, dusting up the place. When school look open, y'all car open in time, y'all saying the people ain't paying y'all. But I don't see the finished product even when y'all do get paid. So somebody's swinging somebody. And I feel like some of y'all swinging us. And I know some of y'all contractors, them classroom, y'all get paid to tile them classroom. And the tile look like the tile my Grammy had. Because they don't even sell them old little square little tile no more. I sure you can't even find them at Nassau Tile no more. And I know Nassau Tile been around a long time. And I know you can't find them tile no more there. So y'all need to tell us what y'all do with our money too. I feel like these contractors are also not accountable for what they doing with the monies. These school contracts don't be no little bit of money. And them bathroom door, they trying to tell me them bathroom door, them trim, then break down and swing down. And even after the school renovate, they just keep them same old bathroom door with the wood rotten in. And they may put a little fresh coat of paint. You can see the paint, right? I gone in one of them classroom. The paint so thick on the wall, you could tell they ain't scrape it off. You know, you scrape off when you got them oil pin, you scrape, and then you prime. You sign on the wall and you prime, and then you paint. Man, the paint looks so thick on them wall. I see why the teachers them is being in them classroom like, what y'all expect us to do? They gotta spend plenty of money on decoration when y'all ain't even put a nice coat of paint on the classroom for that. The tiles, and even the one that the classrooms y'all tile, the tiles ain't even level. They ain't even. Y'all contractors out there need a deal too. Y'all crying for y'all money. Y'all crying to get contract. Everybody want a school contract. I need to fix one of these schools, but the schools don't be fixed. Y'all cheering girl to the private schools, eh? That's why y'all ain't checking it. Y'all taking your contract money and sending y'all children to the schools because they need to go in them same classroom with y'all claim the fix because they break down. They break up. Ain't nothing look good but them classroom. Let me take a call. Call it your live on Guardian Radio today.
Hey, Gabby, what's happening?
Right here. How are you?
Everything good, man. I'm gonna give you a spank. The school in East Grand Bahama, McLeanstown, the primary school.
Uh-huh.
They renovated that school last year, I believe. Yeah, before last, I believe. Today, the bell course is cracking. I mean, you can literally almost push your hand through the bell course. I'm surprised a piece of concrete didn't drop down and go off a bit, hit one of them children in the head. Mm. Yeah, that's how bad the bell course is. I'm not just talking on the inside. I'm talking about on the inside, on the outside, straight around the building.
Mm.
You know, and the sad thing about it, right? McLeanstown is one of those small communities in East Grand Bahama where you are almost everyone is a contractor. Who's not a contractor is a fisherman.
Mm.
And they bought to redo the school when you have a bunch of contractors in that little community. You have maybe about 50 or 60 people in that community. And the majority of them, like I said, who's not contractors? Yeah, fishermen.
But these contractors know what they're doing, though. Let's talk about that because we were supposed to have the legislation passed. I heard Leonard Sands talk about it right here on Guardian so much. Him and Debbie Deal talk about it, talking about what they're trying to do with contractors right here in this country. And we cannot seem to get this legislation passed because we need these contractors to also be accountable to the Bahamian people and for the safety of the people who employed them.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago or a couple of days ago, the government or the labor shut down some construction site because of safety issues. I think that was in the Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone is an indictment or even is an insult to me as someone who in the safety industry, because government, they are there shutting down private companies. When you have BPL, you have the hospital, you have police officers, they have the safety equipment they need to be on these shores, but still yet the government shutting down construction site. Why don't you sweep your own doorstep before you go shutting down other people's business?
Other time, everyone
go in the nicest and give the hospital and give the nicest proper and the doctors proper protection, proper PPE.
So you don't think that even though I understand what you're saying about all of these things, but we've had recently a lot of accidents that resulted in death on these construction sites. You don't think that some intervention needs to happen?
I fully support that 110%. But my thing is, don't shut down other people when yours just as bad. So why don't you set the example and start from home? So you sweep at someone else's doorstep when you're 30.
Boy, we need to start from the legislation.
And let me just add to this. If government was to enforce what they call an OSHA regulation,
mm-hmm.
that's something that's in the U.S., Occupational Safety Hazard.
I know, but I'm aware of OSHA.
If government was to even enact a little piece of OSHA, I believe every industry, every gas station, every construction site, every hospital, everything would be shut down because we operate in a slack environment. And it's just a matter of time before the thing hit the fan. It's just a matter of time when these gas stations blow up because they don't have the proper protection.
At a time. Let's pray to God that doesn't happen. But thank you so much for your caller. Let me take the next call. Calling you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Gabby, how you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Wonderful. I hear you saying, but swing. Who
you just tuned in, eh?
I just a little while tuned in a little while ago.
You just tuned in, eh? Well, you missed that one. I can't catch you back up on that one yet.
Well, No, but I hear say swing, because I would know who swing who.
Everybody getting swing. This the swing or be swing country right now. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, well, I...
There's somebody swinging somebody.
Okay, well, maybe I guess you're talking about PLP and FNF.
No, why is everything political? We're not talking about PLP and FNF.
No, that's what I said.
Mm-mm. We right now currently are talking about the state of these classrooms. Contractors are getting jobs every year. At the end of the school term, contracts are awarded for school repairs. And when you go into these classrooms, it seems like nothing is done. The tiles aren't laid properly. Doors aren't installed properly. Things aren't installed up to proper standard. Contractors swinging us, the Bohemian people who are paying the bill for these classroom and school repairs.
Well, that's the reason why before they get their last check, whoever's in charge should go and oversee, because sometimes the contractor hire people who don't know what they really is doing,
mm-hmm.
and they just get these fellas them off the street just to do some work and stuff like that. So the contractor should be all accountable and stuff like that, and they, you know.
You think they wearing but that little cup, that little $2 they didn't hold in when they didn't get 50% mobilization.
Someone just called me a little while ago before I talked to you and say that you can't see the MP. Mm-hmm. I find that, I don't know, because my MP, she just lived from me. Mina was talking a little while ago.
Who's your MP?
Kobe Davis.
Mm.
You understand? So, I found out so wrong in this Bahamas, the election got over.
Mm-hmm.
And I find you might as well wait another 4 years or 5 years, because if the FNM to get in, what the talk was still being the same thing, we might as well move on and find something else to help people, like you said, stuff like that. Who's swinging on stuff like that, these people, them, who's contractors, and shady stuff like that, you know? Because I find out, man, look here, ain't nobody putting no bread on your table. You got to go out there, do some work,
mm-hmm.
bring the bread
and stuff. And in the interim, if the people who ain't doing no work, swinging someone out of some money. And that's the economy we living in now.
Well, Ms. Gabby, I older than you. Mm-hmm. I know I older than you.
Uh-huh.
And before you born and I born, this swinging was going on.
Yeah, you and had a song, right? That song was written in. You guess swing. That song was written in.
I can't remember.
Yeah, Chris.
I can't remember.
You know, Bohemians can tell a story through music.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Thank you so much for your call, caller. Appreciate it. Let me take the next caller. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Be a pleasure to always hear your voice on radio.
Thank you so much.
Gabby, I'll just follow up with the previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so unfortunate. You know, we talk about the different administrations and not really getting too much into the political side of it. But we've been talking about these issues. You know, mm-hmm. I heard Leonard Sands and Debbie Deal always talk about the Contractors Association. Trying to get their contractors fired, the board has not been appointed,
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth. And you have to wonder, why is that not a priority
mm-hmm.
when the persons in the industry is asking for these things to happen, but yet the board can only be appointed by the government, and the government has not thought it fit to appoint the board.
Mm-hmm.
What is the holdup? And then, you know, we talk about all these myriad of things. Let me tell you what really gets me, and I always tell the Bahamian people this nonsense. Every time there's a party in opposition, and they're in opposition, they're opposing things. But yet when they come to government, the things that they oppose, they don't go in and fix the things that they talk about. And so the problem, it remains. When we as a people going to really come together as a collective, as Bahamians, stop this political party division, because that's mm-hmm. what has us divided as a people mm-hmm. and nothing is getting done. I've actually heard people talk about, oh, well, my people are in, so this is our time to eat. Y'all ain't eating this time. It's a bunch of nonsense. We will not fix this country until we come together as a collective, come together as Bahamians, and demand. I don't care. Listen, my last point here while I'm on it, You have the political party, and then you have the government. Mm-hmm. The government only has persons from the political party that form government. The party is not the government, and the government is not the party. We need to separate these two entities, mm-hmm. and the government must do the work of the people, not the party. So we as people put that in our minds and really demand these small fruits, hanging fruits, to be fixed so we can go on to the bigger things. This country, we will remain on autopilot from here, from now to tomorrow, and nothing will get done. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's always a pleasure hearing from you. Listen, let me get to some more of your text messages. This texter says, Gabby, you can call your number one fan the Liberian. Also, you resemble one of my sisters. We Mussy family. Mussy child, I know. Your sister must be gorgeous. This next texter says, good afternoon, Gabby. It's sad that government hire persons for votes and left persons in the state you are speaking about. Yeah, it's the reality. This isn't something I'm making up. Hundreds of persons have this or a similar story. This next text says, Gabby, the prime minister and the PLP is just plain crazy. They all know that those surplus numbers don't add up. That was an abstract and fantasy election tactic to receive swing votes. You think that made people vote for them? I know. This next text says, laugh out loud, Gabby. The Bahamas needs a law where government schools' children and politicians' children must attend public schools. Then maybe the contractors and politicians would treat the public schools better and not just use it as a every year sweet summer fund finance cash cow. I agree. These people, if y'all children had to go to somebody's school, I feel like you'd have AC in every classroom. The AC will be working. And I hope these air conditions are also being serviced. You cannot expect now, in the climate we're in, to just say you're putting air conditions in these classrooms. These ACs need to be serviced. You got children coughing, sweating, all sorts of stuff, playing all year round. There should be maintenance happening. It's about time we have maintenance persons attached to these schools. The vents in them, I wouldn't like to see. I could do a little project. I think I get back to the school, but I should have thought about this today. I should have opened that air conditioned duct in that classroom where we was, because they had a ductless unit. You know, Chris, you ever open that ductless unit home and be like, mother sick, where all this dirt come from? Like, that dirt didn't come in through there. So you can imagine, after using that all year, running and not running, and then they leaving the air conditioner on, just running. These things require maintenance and upkeep. And if persons are being paid to do it, they need to do the job they're paid to do. If you are sending a quote, see your contractors, I with Debbie and I with Lennon. This association needs to be formed. We need to have persons who are licensed, and only licensed persons can operate, and they're responsible, and they have their liability insurances for any damages that happen underneath their companies. We also have people who are building homes. You hear the horror stories. These people can get thousands, not hundreds, thousands of dollars from people, and the house ain't even scraped. You ever see that? The wall twists. They even dig out the foundation right. The wall twists. I see one house coming up out the ground, and they build a house coming straight up out in a low-lying area, which probably means mold, mildew, everything, like the walls come straight up out of the dirt. I was like, I know I ain't a contractor, right? But I try to keep abreast with the fundamentals, because I don't like. So when you know enough, like when the electrician come around me talking that good talk and he need this wire, and I was like, you need one ground wire and you need but one yard of this and that's it. Don't come around me with all these extra fixtures. Remember one plumber make me buy all kind of fixtures. He must have was billing one hole somewhere else, because what I was going to do with all this fixture? We have so many tradesmen abusing Bahamians abusing the system because they feel like they could one-up on you. Calling you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Gabby, you hit the nail right on the head. All these people, all these contractors want to do is swing your plumbers, electrician, mason. Everybody, they say they license this. They license. Mm-hmm. And half of them ain't get no license.
Mm-hmm.
Only license they get is they spend what work by Ministry of Work. And that's why we in trouble. Government give the people and the contract to clean up the school, to ping the school, to bring the school up to date. But what has happened? They don't give them no mobility until every contractor what get these contractors, they have to go below their pocket. And that's why you see the school them the way they are. The school, they don't get that money until must be about a week before school open, or must be about 2 or 3 months after the school
but
opens.
But I'm trying to figure out how. How is this? Because we have a budget cycle, right? We have a calendar year. We go by physical year. And shouldn't you budget then the year before? Because before you go back to budget, the school monies is going to come up. School repairs, school closes from June. So in that May budget, you should budget for the year ahead so that you can mobilize your contractors and any capital works projects that you're going to have coming up before you have to go back to the budget. I mean, you would think somebody who's organizing something.
You would think so. Also, we're just saying government. The private school, I like that too, because I am a contractor and I'm telling you. The private school are just as bad.
So this
as
is an industry. Is this like an industry issue?
They don't want to spend. Nobody want to spend money, and they want quality work, and don't want. So if you don't want to spend money, the people them gotta go that they get and try to make things look presentable. Look presentable. They don't even want to give them money to buy a new toilet. If a toilet bowl break, they don't want to give them the money to buy a new toilet bowl. So what the contractor must do? They bowl the best way they could. They don't want it, like you say, the door. They don't want to give them the money to buy the doors. And then after the school is open, 4 or 5 months after school is in, then they get this the money that they were supposed to get. But time is at the school is open, so the contractor is sitting out on all his money. Mm-hmm. What they need to do is find contractors who have the money and who can handle it. If you're not prepared to spend your money, you don't propose to get no contract. Stop giving these contracts to your friends, lovers, boyfriend, and girlfriend. These people who are not equipped to do the job. I know a guy. He gets 4 school under his belt. And all this dude is just drink it out. So what you expect?
Say it is so. Say it is so.
Man, I could pull these fellas and file, man. Our government got to stop playing with these people with our money. Poor people accountable. You see them had a big show in Pinewood this morning, but they digging out the well. That's a big fake. If the well is not 200 feet, it's not going to work, Gabby. Don't mind these people. The well have to be over 200 feet. You go in Pinewood right now. If you go in Pinewood right now and you check those wells, none of them well over 200 feet. That's why we keep having the same problem over and over, Gabby.
Some of them is dummy wells and all I heard. Some of them are just there for prop. They go nowhere.
They don't care. Listen, they don't have no engineers in the country to go and check these people and make sure that they're going down 200 feet.
Man, we have plenty of engineers, man.
Man, but they don't do the job, Gabby. They just sit down and just get a paycheck. They don't even come up. They don't, when they do,
man, I see all kind of, I can't let you talk with them Ministry of Works people. The way you cross the airways, blow up. Thank you so much for your call. Listen, the fiscal year. See, y'all, I got to get that right. So the fiscal year. See, y'all, know my little colloquialism. Sometimes my tongue is getting a little tight. Begins July 1. School ends around mid-June. Around mid-June, the children are officially gone, as well as the teachers would be the last ones remaining. And I feel like, for the most part, because as examinations slow down, this has been happening for decades. You have the calendar for the school year, you know, when exams are going to be taking place, when BJCs and BGCSEs are going to be happening. There's a calendar for it. They're set. You know where they're going to take place. Why is it that we're not fishing around when September comes and July comes and August comes. And then around the, when teachers come back to school, they go back to school about, because y'all think these teachers, and I got to put a plug in there for my teachers, because y'all is carrying these teachers high talking about they have 2 months off. Firstly, when your little picky head churn and them churn with the drive these teachers up a wall, because some of them bad and disgusting. That's another thing y'all ain't want to talk about. Y'all ain't want to talk about them bad and disgusting churn y'all have with these teachers. It's up to be dealing with all year because y'all ain't want to discipline them home. And y'all want to send them to school to drive Miss Susie up a wall all year. They there marking papers, observing examinations. They also have workshops and continuing education programs that they have to do. So when y'all talking about these teachers don't deserve this money, y'all need to actually step into the role and see. I feel like we need to put them in a simulation of what y'all just don't even want to deal with y'all own children. Look at the pandemic. Y'all only had to put little Johnny on virtual learning and y'all was going out y'all head talking about when school get open. When these children going back. Deal with your little picky head child. You don't want to deal with them. But you want everyone else to deal with them? Let me take some more calls. Call you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Gabby, you need an education.
I think so.
No ministry fulfills any contracts.
Who said a ministry fulfills any contract?
We're talking like there are persons out there who are qualified to fulfill these contracts.
I'm not following you here.
Okay. One of these times, you just drive around, right? And check and see who is doing the work for these people who have these contracts. You probably ain't gonna find a English-speaking person in the group.
I'm trying to follow you because I want my listening audience to understand what you're saying. You're saying that no ministry fulfills these contracts, but the contractors are finding other laborers.
Yeah, they don't. And all this money is going out in these contracts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check and see if any NIB contributions are being made for the staff that is doing this work. I hope you're starting to get the picture now.
I hope our listeners are getting the picture.
I hope you're starting to get the picture, okay? Now, what has been happening?
So you're saying we're getting the end result of cheap labor.
Cheap labor. That's
the summation of it.
Very cheap labor. If every year these schools got to get repaired, it tells you the level of work. Now, let me tell you the real problem. Both administrations, FNM and PLP, have been systematically gutting these ministries over the years. And the work that the ministries all the work they did in terms of maintenance is now carried out, well, most of it is carried out in the form of contracts. Now, it sounds like it making sense to you?
I'm listening. I'm following you.
Okay. Now, when you have persons who really ain't qualified to have a contract getting these jobs, they got to find at least one person who know what they're doing. Now, all the contractors aren't like that, okay? A couple of them do really good work.
All in the same. But I think it's safe to say now, we getting swing. And it can't be that almost every school you look at look the same. I think it's safe to say, caller, and thank you so much for your call, that we, the Bahamian people, are getting swindled. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. Call, I see you on the line. You are free to hold or call back. We'll be right back on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
milk free gal, you get swing. You get swing. You got no ring. You get swing. You get swing. You get swing. You got no ring. You done get swing.
Swing!
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onion.
Beef bun,
classic style, big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fun talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you're bolded to enter. Entry deadline, August 12th. Drawing, August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Come again. Yeah. You come from work and leave the door locked. Peep through the window, you see man's shoes and socks. Knock on the front door, run round the back. But all you hear is when the bush crack, or you get swing. You get swing.
96.9 FM Guardian Radio today. Who gets swing? These contractors stay swinging, people. Let's call a spade, man. You can't defend what isn't defendable. I sure right now I could start a chain, a Me Too chain right now with horror stories of contractors in the Bahamas. Ain't no law for them. And all of them has come with the same story. My mess, I've been doing this for what, 15 years. I've been doing this for over 20 years, man. Bill Billings, they come with these beautiful pictures of all the work they done do. Man, they have references, and you could call Sally, Susie, John Paul, and everyone. Show you everything they do. Then they take the first set of money they get. All you see is they come around, they buy a new truck. Mother sick. And listen, that truck be on 26. Them truck be on at least 26. I feel like they may be on 28s or 30s. Them tires be huge. They are monster truck. You see them come around, they was in one. You got to be careful of them set. Within them little note, they be driving a note first. The second they get your first set of money, to bill your billing or do something for you, don't let that be one big money. They say, yeah, you have to come up with you have to come up with mobilization. You have to come up with this. That's why the bank stopped giving y'all mobilization. Because y'all take the people money and y'all gone and y'all gone buy truck. Instead of buying blocks, y'all buy truck with the people money. Y'all ain't nobody boy. And then y'all come with one smile.
Because you know they got new woman after that now. They got new woman now because they riding around on 28s. Big boys now. And a truck tinted G5. No one could see in the truck. When did you give them the job? They was in a Nissan Note. They in little voice block for you and they come back in a 2026 vehicle. Boy, whatever type of magic that is, somebody getting swing. Call you live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Hi, good day, Gabby. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'll be good. Listen, you know a good way? You speaking about getting swing,
mm-hmm.
okay? In regard to the school and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a solution to that.
What's the solution?
That is now on the table.
What's
all right?
That?
You won't even find out if the contractor's work is done. You won't even find out if the bathroom fixed or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Just hire 300 teachers from Guy. What is from Ghana? They ain't got all. All right? But joining no union,
uh-huh.
they ain't got some plan.
Mm.
And let me tell you something, that could be the biggest swing. But I thought it strange, though, and I think I mentioned it before. Why you change if the Honorable, and call him good, is called Chester Cooper, is doing so well in tourism. And mm-hmm. then you could switch. You didn't put, like, Glennis Anna Martin someplace else and then put him jobs. All right? It's because of, well, anyway, I ain't gonna call any of them. All right? But they know it. All right? Hire 300 people from Ghana.
I heard the PALSEC? Is he the PALSEC? What's Johnson's position? Keenan. I heard him coming on and defending that and saying they haven't hired 300.
No, not yet.
Mm-hmm. So this is in the works.
No, but they're saying, I'll say allegedly, didn't the minister come on and say they're considering 300 from Ghana? Or am I mistaken with that? Hello?
Pardon me? Sorry, you said from Ghana? 300 from Ghana?
Yeah, didn't he come? This was about, anyway, just before the vacation mm-hmm. thing. He said they're considering.
Yes, they're considering.
Pardon?
Yes. Yes. And
a
representative from Ghana also came out. I don't know if it was the prime minister. Prime Minister or their Minister of Foreign Affairs came out and announced the agreement with the Bahamas. Was it their Prime Minister or their Minister of Foreign Affairs? I was in China when all this was unfolding,
and I came back home to
the news.
He came on and he said it. I remember that 300 teachers, and they're considering them. Okay? And guess what? Many accommodations. They definitely ain't joined no union. And you ain't got to worry about the contractors because ain't nobody going to find out what's going wrong with the schools. All right? And if they are part of the union, Ms. Wilson ain't going to say nothing. So she ain't going to know. All right?
I think Ms. Wilson ain't going to. I got to bring my good Judy back on the show so we could get. I was in China when all this was unfolding.
Listen, yeah, that'd be the biggest swing in this country ever. And I say that.
Thank you so much for your call, caller. Listen, next week. My Judy may be on summer vacation. Mistress Wilson, are you on summer vacation? But I know you don't go on vacation because Lord, they just work you under the ground. They just make sure you earn every dollar and take. You all know who is working hard? That's one union leader who does work hard. She just work hard for people. And they don't make her job easier. Let me take the next caller. Call you live on Guardian Radio today.
Good afternoon, Gabby.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Gabby, son, used to be, them people that's mind, you know, them long time I was here, you talking about the contractors with the truck, with the tent, I'm like, you know what's going on. I used to do something else, but anyhow, not enough respect, but yeah, I got to call to big up my teachers. I like the last lady who mm-hmm. rang up just now, and she's correct. That's probably a tactic, but, you know, you could appreciate the people from the teachers from Ghana, but, I mean, you know, and you know, just I don't know what's being done with education, but it seems to be the same thing over and over. But I'll say this. You have to appreciate our teachers, man. I mean, I just can't, you know, because you painted the picture and, you know, like with the different type social backgrounds or ills that these children come from. The teachers have to put up with all of this. I don't think we can pay them enough. I mean, you really wouldn't want to put yourself in the teacher's position. I, you know, and when some of them call in sometimes, you know, we have to appreciate what they say. But one day call in the other day and try to infuriate Bahamian students. I didn't appreciate that because she needed to give me the data. And the fact that you can't tell the difference between the Haitian students and the Bahamian students because some of them carry our surname. So I thought that's kind of disingenuous to be saying that. You cannot tell the difference. I hear people talk about Bahamians doing our work, but I live in the inner city where I see Haitian Bahamian children sitting on the blocks doing the same thing. So I don't know why we don't stop these infuriating BS. But I wanted to share this as relates to enlightening the public, right? And you should know. But the air-conditioning classroom as relates to that, right, Gabby? See, technology is designed to take us and stray us away from God. I don't care what people say. So you're sitting in, just Google prolonged exposure in an air-conditioned office. Mm-hmm. It weakens the mucosal membranes and the epithelial cells, reduces their ability to produce interference or antibodies that fight against viral infections. One of the reasons why I didn't disagree with the transmission dynamics in air-conditioned rooms. I have a cousin who works at a government office. She's always sick. She doesn't smoke. She the predisposition of being exposed to air conditioning all day, every day. So if they design the classrooms, how to open up the windows some days and then allow air conditioning some days, because you won't need air conditioning year round, right? So you know, you would notice that you catch the influenza more in the cold, right, and during the winter, right, Gabby? That's because it fries with the mucosa. It has nothing to do with me. You could go and read it for yourself. Your mind's not on the shelf. So I just thought we'd know that. So in a totally air-conditioned system, let's look for our children to be sicker. Give thanks.
Thank you so much for your call, caller. Listen, I want to get to some of these text messages as well, my texters. I like to try and get to your messages. I am just being informed that some of my Freeport persons are interested in entering for the Guardian Prize. So what I'm going to do is, there's a particular texter, so I can respond back to your text. And I'm going to put an entry in for you out of Grand Bahama. You know who you are, who texted. I am going to respond back to you so you can text me your full name, email, and telephone contact. And I will put an entry in for you from Freeport. And then next week on my show, I'm going to do some Family Island entries so that you all feel the love too. And hopefully one of you has the opportunity to win and wins the getaway. Promise to me, I get swing and flammed. Well, child, what they promise to you? This texter says, many of these contractors are tingsy and are very dumb, illiterate. Jesus, what a time. This texter says, you mean the G-O-A-T, greatest of all time lady, Belinda Wilson, appreciate her every day. See that? As much people that don't like you, it'll be plenty that love you. This person says, Lord, this person say a lot. I don't know if I could even get to all this. This person says, rent in Nassau is too high for even working couples. And if you are single with no partner, only you alone working, oh my God. You hurting your head, rocking your brain, trying to figure out how you are going to afford to pay for rent or housing all alone by yourself. It's no picnic. Y'all, I literally feel this. Or vacations for couples. If your hardship or health, if you are a lone and single individual, especially with a child or children. This texter says, laugh out loud, Gabby. The Bahamas needs a law where government, I think we got that one. What you say, big four-door truck on 26 30-inch rims? Laugh out loud. They is need that transport, to transport that building materials. LOL, Gabby, don't they have to bring materials to the job site first? Well, who money they must bring the materials to the job site with? Your mobilization money? I thought they were supposed to have blocks. They were supposed to have their vehicle after they didn't make their profit, not with your mobilization money. You trying to figure out why your job can't finish. Half of these hills you see coming out the ground. I've heard so many horror stories of these contractors. I think they're the biggest scammers. I think I'm going to run a show one day, and we could call it Biggest Scams in the 242. Because I am going to gather all the stories, and we could see which industry has the big scammers. I don't know if it's the car importers, the people who supposed to say they're going to import your car for you. Who running the biggest scams right now? Or the contractors who supposed to build your house and go buy big four-door F1. That's the MO. I lie. Man, they done tell me I never lie. This texter says, Gabby, the teachers have to spend half of the little salary to buy supplies and fix the classroom. Listen, I feel y'all. I know. I've seen what these teachers have to do. They say, Gabby, you're so a rich job. Keep up the awesome work as a talk show host. Thank you so much. Let's get back to the phone lines. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Hey, Gabby, how you doing?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. And add to that, if the Contractors Association bill passed, will they be added to another set of scammers? The thing I'm saying is this.
Oh, Lord, you're trying to take me down a rabbit hole, and I got but 2 minutes left in this show, and I don't know if I won't go down a rabbit hole right now.
No, I can't. Right, I can't deal with this today myself, so I just want to put this out there, right? That's why I'm not too sure I want to contract this. I'll leave it like that.
Debbie and Leonard is going to have a show. I think they come on today. Yeah, see that? Debbie and Leonard come on today at 6 or 6:30.
But let me say this.
6:30.
Let me say why I said that.
I don't want you to open it up. I don't.
No.
I want you
to
start.
Just to defend what I'm saying. What could they?
Debbie and Leonard come on today at 6:30. They could tell you why they lobbying for that. But thank you so much. I appreciate you calling back. Won't be respectful. But I really, we only got a couple of minutes left in the show. We ain't even have time to litigate that. And I really wanted to talk to y'all about what Dr. Sands say. Because the last time Dr. Sands was telling y'all how y'all ain't thick and sexy, y'all just fat. I love the good heart doctor, you know. I know, y'all ain't love. Let me tell you something. One thing with Dr. Sands, he can keep it real. Dr. Sands say, y'all need to stop talking about y'all big and sexy and go exercise because y'all just fat. That's fat and it building up fluid around your heart. See, the heart doctor just trying to keep you all healthy. And now he in the front page of the Tribune telling y'all that y'all need to stop buying GLP-1 on the black market. Y'all need to save that for the people who that medication for, who insulin resistant. Former Health Minister Dr. Dwayne Sands, according to the Tribune, and this is by Jade Russell, has branded people who buy discounted GLP-1 weight loss drugs from unlicensed sellers dumb, warning that the black market trade could expose complications. Dr. Sands, I think we could talk next week. Sands, you coming on the show next week because we need to talk about you calling people fat and dumb. Dr. Sands, I ain't gonna lie. Some of them look like exoskeletons because they need to stop taking them medication. It's not for you. And it is a serious health challenge because a lot of them don't even meet the requirements and they're buying it on the black market and you're trying to figure out how so many people are having these heart attacks. So next week, we're going to attempt to see if we can get our good former health minister, Dr. Dwayne Sands, and cardiologist. Dr. Sands, are you formerly a cardiologist? He's a heart specialist. We're going to get him on the show to talk about this GLP-1 and everybody won't be, Dr. Sands, ain't nobody won't be fat no more. You tell them they fat so they gone and find the get skinny drug. What happened? And the get skinny drug expensive, so if they could find it by the little pharmacy on the side of the road, what do you think they could do? They trying to get skinny. You telling people they were fat the other day. Let me take these final calls before they wrap up. Everybody getting swing. Y'all over here buying black market GLP to get skinny. Dr. Sands say y'all just dumb because y'all risking it all for this product which y'all ain't sure is the quality thing
Ouch, you're getting swing. Let's take the final calls of the show. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today with Gabby.
Good afternoon, Gabby. Boy, you listen, you, what kind of pork you cooking? This pea soup, it's everything inside
every,
this today.
See, I gotta put every... I tell you, this is scamming crew. Every... the pharmacist swinging you. The doctor swinging you. The contractor swinging you. You just people right, say the it. Government swinging you, the politician you, swinging you.
Now you see why. Now you see why that song came out saying you get swing, right? You get swing, right?
The man swinging you, the woman swinging you. Jesus.
Mm-mm. But listen, with these contractors, I think a lot of these contractors don't have any construct courses. Mm. They don't have. They don't know what it is to manage a construction site.
Mm.
They just mess their money right up. I think. If any I think the ministry of works, I think government need to put in something in place that every contractor there have to have a well go through a course with construction management. Because ETVI need to have it in a short course with it, and then you could develop yourself by getting going on a more advanced course. And the bank need to get inside that also. You need if you're bringing a contractor to the bank, they need to show where your contractor. Venture this course, or you could hire, you could manage a job site. I think that's going to help out a lot by somebody overseeing your construction site, even if with a contractor. Contractor, he could build your home, but if he could swing you, he could swing you. And if you're ignorant, ignorance is cost you.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me get you something. Let me talk to something about these teachers. To teach them, they're doing their job. Some of them. Not all of them. Ain't no department perfect inside government. I let you know that now. Mm-hmm. Even not even the school. I think the school that the teachers them. I can tell you one story with this guy who this company hired to get. I mean to just push the workers them. He was like, he's on you. You know he wasn't even letting you. He was everybody used to call him the boss pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he on the workers them case. Now switch that around to in case. The workers them, which is they have somebody that's called the union. The union is something like that. The union is supposed to be the people's them pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
Now ain't everybody like a dog. What is going to be barking at every little thing? You know, mm-hmm. Everything you waking up in the night because the dog barking. You have to properly train your dog and know how when to communicate with the owners.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bark at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is Melinda. Melinda barks at everything.
Hold on. Now, you in the last 2 minutes of my slow trying to slap up on Melinda. I got that. When I have an hour to row you back. Bye. I can talk to you later. Let me take the last call because you can't. Chris, how you just let him slide that one on me? But my good Judy, you think, excuse me? Was she backing out? She doing the job she get paid to do. Let me take the last call because he almost cost me and take your call. Go on. Go on, call out. Say what you have to say. You got 30 seconds. Because Pearly done in the studio, and he want me get out of his way, and this man calling you to talk with Belinda like he ain't know I's a Belinda defender. Yeah, call me bias. Thank you. Caller, you live? Caller there? You there? No? Hang up. Clear the lines. You think he lose his mind? You lose your mind? You think I letting you call this show in the last minute to talk about Belinda Johnson Wilson? You know who you're talking to? Call one of them other hosts to talk but Belinda, buddy. Don't call Gabby. Because ain't no one is work harder than that woman. And guess what? I bet you if she was sitting down like them other union leaders, you know what y'all would have said? What she been doing to get paid all this money? She don't represent her union members. She backing because them car moving and they moving with something in it. It's she's the watchdog on there for their hip. And back they hip, Belinda. Back they hip. Keep backing. Because they listen, she chasing what she need to chase. Because somebody got to be the watchman on the wall. Watchman, what time it is? It's 4 p.m. and Pearly is up next with Talking Heads, okay? I gotta get out of here. Don't call this show Talking about Belinda. Don't talk bad but the goat. You must be insane. Someone swing. Who swing him to do that? Who swing him to do that at 4 o'clock? At 4 o'clock. Who swing him to talk with my good Judy? My God. Y'all, I sorry.
My winner, your entries have been entered into the box. Next week, I could get some Freeport entries. As a matter of fact, I could tell Pearly, Pearly, you got to get some people entered to win. Pearly say, yeah, he could get some of y'all entered to win. Especially our Freeport people, they say they listening. Talking Hands is up next with Pearly. Listen, don't let nobody swing y'all to call the show Talking Foolishness. Y'all can talk with me about the Pearly after I gone. Have a good afternoon. Love y'all. See you next week.
I'd like to think you feel the same way.